Phone Boy Speaks, episode 490, Serial Lawsuits.
I've never been a fan of click wrap. And what that is when you start up a computer program or go to a website, up pops a dialog box that has a terms of service that is very long and you never actually read. And you just basically click OK to move on. That at least, there's some prior notice or something, even though the terms are ridiculous. And as I say, nobody reads it. Perhaps there's some legal standing there to say, well, you clicked okay, therefore you agree to the terms of this. And there's plenty of instances of this around. It's been around for a while. We're all kind of aware of it. But I think like wrap, which is what you can apply this, what General Mills is doing with some terms of service on their website. And what it says is that apparently if you like them on Facebook or interact with them or buy their stuff or whatever, that you are giving up your right to ultimately sue them and you have to go to arbitration. And well, arbitration usually doesn't side with consumers. And in fact, there's evidence to suggest that because, the arbitration companies are, of course, paid for by the big companies, and they're not being paid for by the little guy. So guess who they side with more often than not? It'd be the big company. This is like stretching the bounds of reality on how, if this is even enforceable, how would a consumer know that this even applies, right? There's absolutely no notice. There's nothing on the box of Cheerios that says that this is the case. I assume there's nothing on Facebook. I almost don't want to look at their website now because I might be bound by their terms of service now. Even it's just, it's crazy. For there to be a contract, make it obvious there's a contract, and buying a box of cereal on from your local grocery store or liking something on Facebook does not constitute a contract in any way, shape, or form. I don't know how anybody can how a judge could look at this and go, yeah, that's legit. I mean, nobody. I've never seen this before. I mean, this is clearly clearly getting the wrong kind of attention. And unfortunately, the people that are going to get caught up in it are people that probably have a legitimate reason to sue. I mean, not that I have any plans to sue General Mills anytime soon for anything. I mean, I'll just stop buying their products if they do something that's like that. I mean, it's a box of cereal. Lots of companies sell cereal, although General Mills sells probably a shedload of it. But anyway, it's just crazy. I mean, it is definitely another march toward corporatism that I'm not real happy with. But I guess we'll just have to see if this bogative like wrap thing actually stands up in court. And it may be a while before that before we test those waters. But I wouldn't be surprised if some other company tries this like wrap thing too. It just seems really silly and very, very not consumer friendly and nonsensical, really. Since when do laws make sense?
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.